From avian to human diseases now, and the dreaded Norwalk virus. Norwalk is named for a town near Cleveland where the virus was first identified 3 decades ago. It gained notoriety this past November when it began showing up on cruise ships, and now there is an alarming increase of the virus on land. Boston is one of the hardest-hit cities, with hundreds of residents reporting the telltale symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, and aching heads. Dr. Anita Berry is the director of Communicable Disease Control at the Boston Public Health Commission.
What we've seen in Boston this year is 17 separate outbreaks since the end of November, and that's very unusual for us. We typically would be seeing less than 5 outbreaks in that time period.
To what do you attribute this increase?
I'm not sure exactly why we're seeing the increase. I don't think it's an artifact of improved reporting. I do think there is more disease in the city at this point. Why we're having more of this disease isn't clear, but one possibility would be that there are viruses circulating that people just haven't been exposed to before, so they don't have much protective immunity to that particular virus. That hasn't been proven, but it might be one explanation as to why we're seeing so much of an increase in this illness.
Do you normally see this disease in places where you have a large number of people who come in contact in a relatively small area, like a hospital or a nursing home or a cruise ship or a school?
Yes, that certainly is the pattern that we've seen in Boston. Quite a number of them have been in chronic care facilities, including nursing homes and rehabilitation facilities. Some have been reported among the staff at some of the city's hospitals, and still others have come from people who are at programs for the homeless. But we're also getting reports that there are increased numbers of visits from non-institutionalized people to acute care sites in the city complaining of illness, which really sounds to be Norwalk virus or Norwalk-like virus.
How is Norwalk virus spread?
Norwalk virus is spread basically when people eat it or ingest it. When someone has the illness, the virus can come out in their stool. It can also come out when they vomit. And if people aren't particularly careful about washing their hands after they use the bathroom or before they're preparing food or after they change their child's diaper, it's certainly possible to have some of the virus still on an individual's hand. And that then can be transmitted either to food, which then passes it on to another person. There is no particular treatment for these Norwalk-like viruses, so that people being very careful about hand washing is really critical to try to prevent many cases of this illness.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Anita Berry, Director of Communicable Disease Control at the Boston Public Health Commission.